This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Friend Billy and I, all we need is love. I think we also need biltong, but you know, that's a conversation for another day at a different time. I wonder when last he's had some good biltong. Professor Dion Foster, what a pleasure to connect with him. He's a theologian and university research chair at the Vrye Universiteit in Amsterdam. Good morning, Dion. Hope you're well.
Brad, that is a very unkind thing to ask.
Oops.
You know, so we had a friend who came to stay with us not long ago, one of my former PhD students, Steve Pearson, and he brought, you know, those Woolworths bags, the big ones, with biltong sticks. He brought me two bags of those. So sort of on the weekend, we spoil ourselves, we have a little bit. But there is a friend of mine, Christo Greiling, who lives just down the road in Hilversum. He's a biltong maker van genot, you know. He knows exactly how to do it. So every now and then we get a little biltong from him, but oh my goodness, I miss it.
I know. When you realize how easy it is to make, you'll be making it all the time. When I make it, I stand and watch it as if something magical is going to happen in the 5 minutes that I'm staring at it after I've just hung it up. I think you think about life differently when you think while staring at meat drying. It's a guy thing. We don't expect everybody to understand.
Slowing down, yes. Watching the meat cure. Yeah, it's a wonderful thing.
What a way to spend some quality time. And this morning's topic I quite like, because we're going to be talking about searching for God. And I don't mean this in any disrespect, but when you think about it, you know, is he missing? Where did he go? Why is it that we have to search for him if he's everywhere? So I think this is really an important conversation.
Brad, so absolutely. Last week we spoke a little bit about thirsting for God. Mm. And, you know, I said very few of us truly, truly in this day and age have that absolute real thirst. You know, we may be thirsty, but very few of us truly, truly thirst. And, you know, that sense of longing for God, I think, lives within many of us. But today I want to talk a little bit about the movement from desire to action, from longing to action. Nice. And this week I was reading Jeremiah 29 from verses 12 to 14. And just to share this with our listeners, the prophet Jeremiah says, and this is God speaking, he says, "You will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you." So that's exactly what you were saying, Brad. God is not lost. We are. God is all around waiting for us. Then the prophet goes on to say, "You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all of your heart." Sure. So that's quite an important thing, with all of your heart, and I will be found by you, declares the Lord. Now, Brad, what struck me there is that this is just a remarkable, remarkable invitation. God doesn't hide God's self from us. God, in fact, longs to be found, we see in this passage. And God wants us to search for God in a very particular way, with our whole heart. The Lord is saying, search for me. Now, Brad, I've once or twice in my life lost important things. So just this week, we went to Liam's school. It was the parents' evening where they tell you a little bit about, you know, as international parents, how you get your kid into a university. So we sat through this presentation. It was great. We left. And when we got to our little car, our little Peugeot 107, the keys were missing.
Oh, no.
And so suddenly we start searching, you know, through all our pockets, through my bag, you know, along the floor. Walk all the way back into the school hall, look where we were sitting, can't find the keys. Anyway, have you ever had that feeling?
Yeah.
That sort of desperation. It's dark. People want to lock up. You can't get going because you can't find your key. And then suddenly I discover that the key is in the inside pocket of my puffy jacket, which is underneath my blazer. So I put it in the inside pocket, and there it was all the time. Now, I have a feeling that sometimes looking for God is a similar thing. I mean, we should have that sense of urgency, that sense of action, that, you know, when we couldn't find the keys, we all jumped into action. Liam, Megan, myself, we were patting every pocket, emptying every bag, walking around to try and find it. I wonder how many of us do that with God. Look all around us, look within ourselves, to find God. Now, what strikes me about this is I've been thinking about another one of the great Christian examples for us. This week was the feast day of Saint Teresa of Avila, and she was regarded as one of the really wonderful teachers of the church. I think one of only two women of the six or so what are called doctors of the church, great teachers of the church. And she became a Carmelite nun in the 16th century. And like many Christians, like all of us, you know, she really struggled to find God. You know, there she was, even living the holy life as a nun. And she writes in her books that, you know, she used to long for the hour of prayer to be done because it felt so empty. But then she tells in this beautiful book that she wrote that really has influenced Christians over the ages. It's called The Interior Castle, how our lives are like a castle with many rooms. And right at the center of this castle, God himself dwells. But to reach God, you have to journey inwards, passing through all of these spaces of self-discovery, of purification, of self-forgiveness, of dealing with doubt, until eventually you get to grace. So, Brad, I share with us just one of her famous prayers. So, Teresa said this in a prayer. She said, "Don't let anything disturb you. Don't let anything frighten you, because all things are passing and God never changes." Sure. Then she continues to pray, "Patience obtains everything, and whoever has God lacks nothing. God alone will suffice. So seek the Lord today." So, Brad, maybe my encouragement for myself and maybe for our listeners is to say, when last did you feel so desperate for God, like that desperation you get when you can't find your keys? And remember, God is not far to be found, but sometimes it takes a little bit of a journey, patting down the pockets, emptying the bags, looking all around until we find God in the inner place,
yes,
in that place which is close to us.
I love that. I'm a sucker for the amplified version of the Bible. I have Jeremiah 29:13, and I just enjoy what it says here, which drives home exactly what you've just said. It says, "When you call on me, you will come and pray to me, and I will hear your voice, and I will listen to you." And then verse 13, "Then with a deep longing you will seek me, and then you will require me as a vital necessity." I quite like that.
Wow.
Yeah, a vital necessity. So, May that be a yearning inside of us. I was going to say, Dion, just ask your wife to unpack her handbag. It must be in there, together with the, I don't know, the stuff that comes out of my wife's handbag. I must be careful what I say on the air here, but you know, I'm always, I can't find it. Just look again. Just look again. Oh, here it is, right in the bottom corner. It feels like you can climb in with just your legs sticking out, and then you'll find it at the bottom of the bag.
I have a feeling, Brad, I don't know if you ever read C.S. Lewis, that beautiful series of books, The Chronicles of Narnia, which actually has this beautiful imagery, this beautiful Christian imagery. But there, the cupboard in Narnia, you know, it's a small cupboard on the outside, but when you open the doors, there's a world on the inside. I have a feeling sometimes our bags are like that, much bigger on the inside than they are on the outside.
Exactly right. Dion, always a pleasure to spend time with you. Anything special happening out there in your side of the world that you can tell us about?
Seasons are changing. Today is graduation day for our master's students. So I have three of my own students graduating. So I'll be on campus for that. But ordinary days, beautiful ordinary days to be close to Christ.
Yeah, you're going to make the most of it. And we will do our best this side to do exactly the same. And God willing, we'll do this again in 7 days' time. Take care and have a beautiful day. Thanks for your time, Dion.
Thanks, friend. Bye.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.